You are listening Pretty Late. I'm your host, Patty Vasquez, live in the Allstate Showcase Studio. On Monday, March 21st, there is an event happening that I want to tell you about. And actually, someone who could tell you more about it is Cynthia McCafferty, who's on the line with me now. Hey, Cynthia, how are you doing?
Great. How are you today?
Very good. And you are the president of Hawthorne Strategy Group. Can you tell us a little bit about the group that you are the president of?
Sure. We are a strategic communications firm based in Chicago, work with clients all over the world, and are thrilled that we have a great group of people who are willing to come and talk about being a woman and a leader next Monday.
Yeah, this is an interesting time right now because I've been, you know, in the last couple of years, there have been a lot of conversations, just even like what it's like to be, whether it's as a leader. You know, we had the Lean In conversation with, is it Cheryl, what's her name, Cheryl Landis? No, I can't remember her name. The Lehman
Sandberg, right?
She was saying, you know, she was talking about what, you know, what it takes to be a female leader. But I think every woman who sort of gets in a position has a different way of having a position of power or leadership, has a different story of how she got there. So is that a little bit about what the conversation will be on Monday at the at three? Now, this is going to be at 332 South Michigan Avenue, and I'm guessing it's open to the public.
Yes, it is open to the public. You can register, go to our website, hawthornstrategy.com, and get all the information on where and when. It's Monday night at 5 o'clock. But you're absolutely right. We do want to talk about the journey that it takes to become a woman leader. And also, quite frankly, delve into some of the different issues that are facing that. You know, right now we very well may have a female presidential candidate. Who knows? We'll see what happens. But, you know, there's a lot of different things that are happening out there with women in leadership. And I think it's an important conversation and discussion to have.
Right. Because, as I mentioned, there are conversations we've been having, whether it's talking about catcalling or mansplaining or, you know, and these are the things that, you know, what I try to tell both men and women when we have those conversations. I'm not accusing you of something. I'm telling you the story of what's happened to me. Do you find that sometimes when you talk about it, you know, people get defensive, like, well, I'm not the one doing that. No one's accusing you of anything. There's sort of this defensiveness in these moments sometimes, aren't there?
Yeah, I completely agree and have found the same thing myself. And I think one of the things that we want to explore and discuss on Monday is, you know, the different strengths that men and women bring to leadership and different skills that come across. There's lots of information out there that says in some cases women may be better equipped to be leaders. They might be better at leading teams. But then there's also data that says, well, are they holding themselves back because maybe they negotiate in a different way? So we want to kind of explore that and, you know, ask the question, do we think women are inherently you know, more equipped to lead or less? Or is it really just about the individual and how you approach it as yourself? Because, you know, in my opinion, I think it's more about finding the right skill set for yourself and capitalizing on the strengths that you have as a leader.
Well, it's also a matter of situational acceptance because you can have all the skills and then be thrown into an environment where there isn't that positive reinforcement or even, you know, wanting to encourage a woman to move on. I mean, we've talked about this even in radio. There's a study about voice fry where the sound of a woman's voice is more annoying or less tolerable to a lot of listeners. And is that something that we have to, you know, you can't tell somebody, hey, well, you have to like a woman's voice. There's certain things that whether it's because of how they grew up or what their expectations are from a woman that you also encounter in different environments.
Exactly. And, you know, and the women that we have on the panel have succeeded in a variety of industries. For example, Pam McDonough as a leader in the manufacturing area, one of, you know, an area that I think people would historically say is a male dominated arena, or Lori Healy, who led the NATO work here in Chicago. We've got a great group of people who I think can share their experiences, what they've learned, what has worked for them. And quite frankly, hopefully share some of the challenges that they faced as well, because it's not easy to get to the place of leadership that these women have reached.
Again, we are talking to Cynthia McCafferty. She's a president of Hawthorne Strategy Group, and they're hosting an event, The View from the Other Side of the Glass Ceiling, a conversation on leadership. That's going to be Monday, the 21st, from 5 to 7 at 332 South Michigan on the 9th floor. And they're inviting you to join them for some wine, light refreshments, and a conversation that begins around 5:30. And, you know, what is the kind of the springboard for this conversation? Is it really, you know, telling each participant their story and going from there?
Yeah, we'll start off with, they'll share their own experiences, and then we've got a handful of questions that we'll throw out, but we'll also take questions from the audience as well, and I think it'll be a really lively conversation and discussion.
And what do you tell young women when they are aspire to, ascend to a level of leadership, or even if they're just trying to figure out how to do the best they can in the position they have?
You know, actually, I share something that one of my mentors shared with me, and she said, I was in a new position and a role, and I said, I'm not sure if I can do that. And she said, you know what, that's exactly the place that you should feel. She said, if you ever feel like you're too comfortable, then you're not challenging yourself. You need to feel comfortable being challenged. And so, I tell young women that that's, sometimes that point of not being comfortable and feeling like your challenge is exactly where you need to be. And when you get a little too comfortable, that then maybe you need to figure out what will my next challenge be?
Right. I mean, part of that is figuring out the challenges. Do you also encourage anybody, male or female, to learn how to figure out how to set new goals? Because there is sort of a complacency that might happen when you are comfortable.
Mm-hmm. I think setting goals is really important. I think being open to opportunities is also very important. I think sometimes we want to have a plan, a 5-year plan or a 10-year plan, but oftentimes you need to be open to that new opportunity that comes to you, whether it's a volunteer opportunity, a leadership opportunity, a new job, moving, things like that. But being open to those opportunities, and sometimes it's okay to deviate from your plan in order to achieve kind of that next great thing.
And who would you encourage to attend your event on Monday?
I think actually it would be great. We have a wonderful group of people who've already RSVP'd. We've got men, we've got women, we've got folks who I know are, early in their career and starting. And we also have folks who've are a little more seasoned and have been around the block once or twice. And so I think the hope for this is to really have a conversation and discussion led by our panel, but then to continue that conversation afterwards. So I think it'd be a great thing for anybody who's really interested in this issue to come and join and be part of the conversation.
Well, that's the important part, is that, amongst women, we can talk about this and share our experiences. But the other part of the conversation has to involve men, who obviously are the ones that we also need. We need to win them over in a lot of situations, don't we?
Absolutely. And I think some of it, too, is an educational aspect of it. You mentioned the issue of voices, or when you explain kind of your experience. I think that that's a critical part, is, recognizing and being open to having the conversation, because if it is becomes too antagonistic, you're not necessarily going to succeed.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
No, that was what we were talking about before, is that, no one wants to have a confrontational experience when we're just trying to talk about what's best for everybody.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And I think the more that you can have that open conversation and dialogue, the better.
Yeah, and it always cracks me up when people are resistant, or they're like, if you're going to just have your own little meeting, then it's all separate. What if we had a big guys meeting? What if we talked about what it's like to... The senator is wrinkling his nose at me. I have Senator Dan Katowski in the studio with me. No, guys are like, this always comes up where it's like, well, what if we had an all guys meeting, and what it's like to be a man? I'm like, that's called every other meeting. There is. Senator, grab your microphone. Are you giving me that questioning look because you wonder whose voice I'm doing?
No, I just think that it's a good point.
Right.
I would always just want to participate in those meetings. So just to be there and hear what's going on. But I totally understand. I went to an all guys high school.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, there was a benefit to that because you had an opportunity to kind of grow in that environment. But there was also a downside to that in some respects. So I was kind of thinking back. Some people would say, you had a good opportunity, right, to be in that position. But I also, when I went to college, we didn't give a lot of speeches or presentations before to a room full of young women. So I was I was so nervous.
Right.
Right. I was so nervous.
It's a little daunting.
Well, I've been talking to guys for 4 years. So
it's interesting you say that. I went to a Catholic university, but public schools. But a lot of my classmates my freshman year were coming from you know, single gender schools. And both, I think, for the men and the women, it was a little like, oh, wait a minute. I'm going to class with boys now. I'm going to class with girls. And, you know, I can see, you know, I think there's strengths and benefits to both of them. But it is an interesting world when you all of a sudden go from, you know, one area to another.
We used to go on this thing called Men's Day at Oakton Community College. There was a men's conference. My father and my brother and I
were
both, but it was a different sort of men's gathering where it was actually a gathering. Guys get together and they talk about their emotions and their feelings. It was completely different.
Like a safe place for
that. Yeah. And we'd beat a couple of drums and it was kind of, you know, but it was kind of funny.
Nothing wrong with beating drums. Yeah. Well, Cynthia, that's an interesting point when it comes to sort of that, you know, almost that idea of separate but equal, you know, whether it's, you know, schools. Because I just came back from San Diego where the Marines train, they only train the women at Parris Island in North Carolina. They have no recruits on the base in San Diego. And I was thinking, you know, even if they aren't in the same platoons, you kind of want to know that they've had that same shared experience of having conquered the crucible. And do you find it to be the same when it comes to in the workplace? You want to kind of know that people have been through the same, have achieved and earned certain things that put them in that position.
Yeah, I think so. And then my business partner is a man, and he and I have had this conversation a lot where, you know, we actually both think that kind of the best workplaces are one that are gender balanced, because I think that that's, you know, an important aspect. And certainly in communications, you need to be open and thoughtful about all aspects and all perspectives. And so I think, you know, having a shared experience and also learning from each other is really critical.
I agree. And well, hopefully people can learn a lot on Monday night. Again, The View from the Other Side of the Glass Ceiling, a conversation on leadership. We've been talking to Cynthia McCafferty, who is the president of Hawthorne Strategy Group. How can people find out more information about your event?
Information's on our website, hawthornstrategy.com. Would love to have folks come out. And so please take a few minutes, look at it, and RSVP or register so we can plan accordingly for size and space.
Excellent. And we'll put a link on the Patty V Show page as well.
Awesome.
And Cynthia, if you ever have time to come in studio, we'd love to meet you as well.
I would love to come in.
Wonderful. Have a great evening. We'll talk to you again.
Great. Happy St. Patrick's Day.
Happy St. Patrick's Day. More after this on 720 WGN.